The annual Dia de los Muertos exhibit at Chicago's National Museum of Mexican Art spotlights a Mexican tradition reaching back thousands of years. It's a day to commemorate the lives and deaths of ancestors. As WBEZ's Minju Park explains, this year's exhibit is honoring the loss of loved ones during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Stepping into the gallery, traditional árboles de la vida, or the trees of life, serving as centerpieces for offering altars, splay out in a splash of vibrant colors. They're decorated with intricate flowers and skeletons.
What you see here are these very elaborate ceramic works, and they all have these wonderful and fantasy scenes celebrating life. Each one of them really tells its own story.
That's Cesaria Moreno, chief curator at the museum located in the heart of the Pilsen neighborhood. He says the exhibit is doing things a little differently this year. He points out the digital screen directly next to the trees of life. USA, 212,103, it reads. That's the total number of U.S. coronavirus-related deaths on the day I visited the museum, October 8th. Moreno updates it daily. So this year's exhibit, titled Solo un poco aquí, or Here for a Moment, focuses on pandemic deaths and ties in the Mexican holiday, remembering those who have passed on.
Day of the Dead reminds people that life and death is not abstract. Every single person will lose somebody they love. And keeping them a part of our family is something that Day of the Dead does so well.
On Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, families will gather to exchange stories about loved ones to remember them. And while doing so, they'll celebrate by wearing their finest clothes, making the best traditional mole sauce, and bringing out the good beer.
Even though it has the word dead, it is in fact a celebration of life, a celebration of family, and so it is a joyous time.
Carlos Barbarena is an artist based in Chicago's McKinley Park neighborhood, whose piece, Illegal but Essential, considers the essential workers at the front lines during the pandemic. It features three portraits of farm workers, carrying a basket, hoisting a box on one shoulder, and harvesting crops, all printed on paper grocery bags. Barbarena says he wanted to highlight the injustice of devaluing workers' lives.
They have been essential before the pandemic. Why now they are essential? And one of the prints I put, essential for your colonizer comfort, is a kind of like a exploitation, because it doesn't mean that they are not facing deportation.
Barbarena says he's honoring the essential workers in the food processing system, many who are undocumented Latino immigrants, risking their lives for those sheltering at home.
They are in the front line. They are fighting against a virus, an invisible enemy.
So with the massive losses during the pandemic, especially in the Latino community, the museum's chief curator, Cesario Moreno, is expecting a much more reflective Dia de los Muertos this year. He says celebrations may be isolated and smaller because of pandemic restrictions, so Moreno hopes the art offers a way for the community to heal from loss.
If we can help by offering a holistic way of grieving, I think that's super beneficial. It's not bad to have a time every year that is not in a funeral home when speaking about death is okay, because that will help you when the moment arises.
The exhibit, Solo un poco aquí, is available through live virtual tours on the National Museum of Mexican Art's website until December 13th. Minju Park, WBEZ News.